Who's your replacement kicker in case Lando's hurt?
Like I said, it's a contingency plan, right? You know, I mean, we've got several people that we're ready for. And nice try, though. That was good.
Who, you had to put Ben on IR. Who can emerge as that leader but also as a productive player in his place?
Well, I mean, it's going to have to come from a group of guys, you know. We brought Pinkert up for him, which he's been doing a good job on the practice squad, and Larry's going to have to be productive. You know, he got a fumble recovery last week for us, you know, got on the bottom of the pile, and he wasn't expected to play as much as he was, and he played a lot. So, you know, we're hoping he comes up and does some good things, but it's going to have to be a collective effort. Disappointed at the start of the game last week with the focus. You know, I think that's one thing that from a leadership standpoint. You know, you got to make sure that you're focused at the start of the game. We had some young guys that made some critical errors that can't happen, and hopefully get that cleaned up.
The guys that run out of their lanes on the first kickoff?
No, we had it. I mean, that's a sickening play. We got a free hitter again on a tackle. We just got to be better tacklers there. We had plenty of guys there to make the tackle. It's just it's unfortunate, but we got to make sure we get that done. And really, the onside is the one that comes to mind, because that's a, you know, that could have been a 14-0 part of the game, and now you start to build a lead that's going to be hard to, you know, take over. So those are the two plays that you'd like to have back. But the positive was I thought, you know, everybody says, Brad didn't punt the ball very well. Well, all I know is I think we gave up 2.6 yards of return, and, you know, we controlled field position. The last one, you know, he hit it out of the end zone, but that was an 11-man rush. So, you know, I thought he did a good job in the conditions. You know, when you look at him and Britton both, thought it was a good job, personally. That was bad wind, I can tell you that.
What goes into identifying wind to onside kick? Is it the opposite team and the way they react on kickoff, or is it more of you guys?
It's kind of like a fake. We have an onside call every time. We just check out of it sometimes. I mean, it's just something that, you know, we study, and, you know, if we feel it's the right time, we're going to try to hit it. You know, the head coach is obviously showing that he's aggressive, and it's very helpful, you know, to have that for sure.
But it's more about the opponent and how they...
Well, not necessarily. It depends, you know, on a lot of factors.
You've seen, obviously, some improvement out of Blaine. He's got a big-time arm. He's had that since he's came out of college. You see him really making good decisions, and he's getting the ball to the right guys. He's going through his progressions. He's not just locking in on one guy. So, he's drastically improved since when he was here with us. You know, credit to, obviously, him. But, you know, not only can he throw the ball, obviously he's very mobile. You know, so we got to be understanding that we got to keep him in the pocket, make him a pocket passer, and try to get after him.
At this point in his career, what makes Larry Fitzgerald so good?
You know, they find a way to get him the ball no matter where he lines up at. He'll line up all over the field. He does a nice job of obviously running routes. He can still run extremely well. He's a very savvy vet to get open, and he understands how to get open. So, he's going to be a handful. Obviously, they target him a lot, and it's got to be a point of emphasis for us.
Todd, what do you think from Peterson since he's joined Arizona?
He still runs extremely angry. You know, he did in Seattle. There's one run we faced 4 or 5 years ago. I think he's running somewhere in Mexico. We still haven't caught him. But, you know, he runs angry, plays behind his pads. He's still got a tremendous jump cut, so you got to set the edges for him. But, you know, he hasn't missed a step. You know, he's going to continue to get downhill. They have a great scheme for him. And, you know, he's a guy that we must stop for us to be successful.
How encouraged were you by DD's debut?
DD did okay. He did good. He had some good plays. And, you know, it's hard, you know, one, playing against that kind of a defense, because they do so many different things. And then the weather itself and all those things, I mean, that kind of added into a factor. But, you know, I didn't seem like it was too big for him. He wasn't really rattled and made a good play on the go ball and had a couple other opportunities. So, you know, it's something good to build on.
How did Chris Reed do? There's a lot of talk there.
He did really good. Yeah. I mean, it was one of those things. I mean, you know, football, there's always change, and you have to be ready for the change. And we've had quite a bit of change this season. And I think it's awesome when a guy gets to go in there and take advantage of an opportunity. And I think Chris really did that. I mean, he was a really strong point in there, and it was really fun to watch him play.
Can you make, especially with the receiving core in the situation it's in right now, can you make Mercedes Lewis more of an option, or do you rely on him in blocking schemes more?
Oh, no. We definitely want to use him. I think it's across the board. We want to get everybody involved, especially as a tight end. I think anytime you can get the ball to a tight end, that's always a comfort level for a quarterback. And he's, you know, obviously a threat in the red zone and somebody you can get to. So I think it's one of those things, as much as you can really, you want to spread the ball around because you don't want to make him the sole target, but he's definitely a guy we want to always incorporate. Because every time, it's funny, we were talking about it, every time he gets the ball, I mean, his run after catch is impressive. So I think it's something we got to always continue to focus on.
What does Arizona do best on defense?
Whew, you know, their big thing is their defense is very fast. I mean, across the board, I mean, they kill everything with speed. I mean, they're get off everything. I mean, they really come at you. And they've got a really good pressure package. Chandler Jones, you know, obviously know him well. Was with him at Syracuse, and you know, he's a dominant force out there. So I think that they just give you a lot of different things because of their speed, because of their pressure packages, and it's going to be a good test for us.